Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body, Romans 8:23. All saints, to one degree or another, feel uncomfortable in their fallen bodies and are tired of their old man constantly trying to take back control. They desire to be done with temptations from within and without. They long to be set free from the last vestiges of the fall, to finally put off corruption, weakness, and dishonor, and to wrap themselves in incorruption, in immortality, in glory, in the spiritual body which Christ will bestow upon all his people. They don't groan or murmur complaints. Rather, they desire to be delivered finally and for eternity. Having received the earnest of the Holy Spirit, we long for the complete manifestation as children of God. We don't groan to call attention to ourselves. Our groans are sacred things, too holy and immersive for us to adequately describe. We long for our Lord, but we wait patiently for it, knowing the Lord knows what's best for the souls he saves. We are ready. We stand at the door expecting the Beloved to open it and take us away to himself. This groaning is a test. You can judge a man by what he groans after. Some men groan after wealth, some groan continually under the troubles of life. They are merely impatient, but the man who groans after God is uneasy till he's made like Christ. We shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53.